Yeah. All of that. Trades, wins for the Lakers, Million Dollar Monday, you dressed up for Halloween, all of those things going on at the same
time. Went all out, bro.
I'm guessing like Hobo. You had a little bindle and the dirt on
your
face.
Well, last week we talked about it. I said there was four different costumes. I just couldn't. I went to Party City, brought four costumes home, couldn't figure out which one, tried them all on. It was like a long process.
Lakers looked pretty good in their costumes yesterday.
Yeah, it's actually.
I feel like they went out and hired like Hollywood costume directors because they're too good.
Okay,
they're too spot on.
Do you ever like? Do you have the people where you know when they go all out for Halloween? Do you ever kind of like stop for a second, like?
It depends. If it's creative, I like it.
Creative is one thing, but I'm talking about like they spent. I spent $600. Like it's just it is what it is.
6 hours in the makeup chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's aggressive. I think it depends on what you're doing, but, you know, that's okay to be
like
whimsical.
Jimmy over here
night.
Literally spent $9. He tore up his shirt a little bit, threw on a couple.
Trying to get more whimsy in my life, Al. I'm trying to find things that are just more light and breezy and airy and everybody can get excited about. I want to talk about the Von Miller trade. I think it is absolutely fantastic. It does come with a little bit of cost, which we'll get to in just 1 second, but I want to get to these phone calls first. Let's try your Belinda this time and Austin. Austin, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Austin?
Happy Monday, guys. Thanks for having me on. I usually spend my weeks listening to depressing talk radio and news, but I've been flipping through the channels, and you guys are making me laugh so often, I'm becoming a believer in what you do. Half the time, I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
We don't either.
So funny the
Austin,
way you...
We're not sure either. That's the thing. Is
well, it's working.
That's
it's
our
fine.
Blueprint.
Welcome, Austin. I'm glad you're here, sincerely.
Thank you. So the stuff about AD, since you just brought it up, I mean, I don't consider this news, and I certainly don't consider it shocking. I remember talking about Radmanovic having more free throws than Pau Gasol. Aggression is not something that's naturally in AD's toolbox. And I love the guy, and I'm glad he's a Laker, and he's a stud. But he has to be motivated consistently. Either he's doing it for himself, just when he comes on the heels of a bad game, and the media gives him a bunch of crap for it. He'll come out the next day and he'll say, okay, I'm going to be aggressive, and he can make it happen. But it's not consistently there. It's not natural, and I think we know that about that guy. I'm not worried about it. The main reason that I wanted to call is because you guys were talking about Carmelo.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something right now. That's my prediction. Carmelo could go one for his next 75, and Staples Center will not boo this guy. And the reason I believe, and I haven't heard it articulated, maybe it's been talked about, but Kobe Bryant is, to Lakers fans, as you know, just almost a god. And when he died, a big piece of us left. We think about him all the time. There's a lot more depth to Lakers fans than people realize. And when Carmelo comes into the game, there's a piece of Kobe coming with that guy. They were tight. We remember them battling. We know how they were friends off the court. And the fans see that. They feel that. They sense that. And that's like the Lakers holding on a little bit longer to Kobe when they see Carmelo. I know it's happening because I've got lifelong Laker fans. We talk about it. And that's what's happening inside Staples Center. That is a respect to both Carmelo and the late, great Kobe Bryant when he comes in the game. And that will not change. Like I said, he can have a bad game, and Staples Center will forgive this guy until he hangs up his shoes.
Appreciate it, Austin. Thank you for calling in,
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Austin. Thanks for the kind words.
You know, it's funny, because I would say that if I felt that pulse as well, I don't know if I've put those together. I personally, maybe other people have. I don't know if I've put those together. I think there's a deep amount of respect for what Carmelo has done over the years. I'll use as an example, I talk about the big three. The big three, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook. And he said, why don't you call it the big four? I remember him saying that one time. And in my head, I was like, well, just because I think Carmelo's role is not going to be a big four role.
I don't think anybody did, but it is all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, he's looking like one of those players. Maybe personally, I don't make that connection. Maybe there's something there. Maybe there isn't. I think there's just a tremendous amount of respect for him. Plus, he comes off the bench. When you have a guy like Carmelo, he's the first guy that comes off the bench. It's kind of their first chance to, and it's the first time they're seeing him for a lot of these fans.
Laker fans are smart. Laker fans know the league. Laker fans know the real guys. Carmelo's one of those guys.
But I disagree on the one for 75.
Nobody gets to go one for 75.
But his premise of, well, even if he struggles, yeah, they're going to cheer for him. You got to hit your jump.
He's going to have to hit his jumpers. But they know what they're looking at. They know who he is. They know what he's done in this league, and I think that they respect that. I want to go back to something Austin said before we go to Von Miller. He said that aggression is not a part of his toolbox. It's not natural for him. I agree with you, Austin. He also said, I'm not worried about it. I disagree with you, Austin. I am worried about it. Because when the Lakers are at their best, and we haven't even seen them at their best this year. We're still waiting. But when we have seen them at their best on that championship run, a couple ways away from that, to be honest with you.
That
it's when Anthony Davis is aggressive. And when he and I agree with you, it is not his default setting. Russell Westbrook's default setting is aggressive, right? He's going to go 1,000 miles an hour. He's going to push. He's not going to back up for anything. That's Russell Westbrook. That's in his DNA. It's not for Anthony Davis. And that's fine. Different strokes for different folks, and everybody's a little different. But for the Lakers to win a championship, he needs to get to the line. He needs to get in there. He needs to be.
Lakers are not losing
player.
A game if he takes 12 to 14 free throws.
I'm telling you, they're not going to,
because what that also does to the defense, whoever the hell's in the game is obviously fouling and has to go sit on the bench. It's easy buckets for the Lakers. He's going to shoot 75% plus from the free throw line. And on top of that, you just mentioned something. You know, you said that Russell, the Russ piece of this. I'd ask Michael this. Okay, there were two games in a row, or two out of three games. He had 10 turnovers. He had 9 turnovers. Michael, you can't do that, right? This is not sustainable. He goes, well, that's who he is.
It's the byproduct of how he plays.
He averages 4 turnovers a game in his career. 10 turnovers is a lot different.
He'll figure it out.
Anthony Davis, I'm not saying these last two games, he's not averaging 2 free throws every 2 games in his career. Get back to what your average is. I think that's all we're trying to say.
And he will. It just won't stay there for very long. It'll go back to the other thing, and we'll talk about it again, and then it'll swing back to the other side. That's just life with Anthony Davis, and it's more good than bad, and just going to have to deal with it along the way. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. So around 9:30 this morning, Rams made a deal for Von Miller to come and join the team. And going back to Denver are 2 second-day draft picks, second rounder and a third rounder. Those are important picks because here I love the deal.
Play the other side of it because I think it's very easily when something like this happens.
Yes.
It's a big-time name.
It is.
And all of a sudden, he's not going to be a guy that, you know, everything's on his shoulders. No. He's got defensive stars around him.
All true. Mm-hmm. It's a big-time name who's still a very good player, who's going to have a very positive impact on this team. It's going to allow Aaron Donald to be a better player. It's going to allow Leonard Floyd to be a better player. It's going to allow Jalen Ramsey and the rest of the secondary to, you know, do a better job because there's going to be more pressure. There's a ton of upside, and I like the deal. But here's the rub, and I mentioned it to you earlier, the picks that the Rams don't have coming up in the draft, and I'll go over those in just a second. But the fact of the matter is this. Did you see the Rams' second stringers and third stringers in the fourth quarter yesterday? The Houston Texans could not do anything against the Rams' number ones. Literally, it was 3 and out, four plays here. At one point, I think the Rams had 22 first downs and the Texans had 3. It was just incredibly lopsided. They couldn't move the ball at all. The backups come in, 3 touchdowns in 1 quarter. Get a little bit weird to just get out of here, let the clock run. I'm not saying that it was, hey, everybody pay attention. But your depth, your backups are more often than not where your draft players are. You know, if you got a first rounder, they're going to be a starter. But you're finding your 6th offensive lineman, your 7th offensive lineman, your 4th linebacker, your 6th defensive back. All these guys are in the draft and sometimes later in the draft. Now, the Rams have done a very good job of identifying players and plugging them in. But at some point, if you don't get to pick any players, if you've just got headliners, got Aaron Donald, I got Jalen Ramsey, I've got Leonard Floyd, I've got Von Miller, I've got Matt Stafford, got Andrew Whitworth. Okay, these are all great. You know, got Cooper Kupp, who's becoming a star in this league. Your depth suffers. You can't pay everybody. And so if you're going to scrimp, you're going to scrimp on draft picks. You're going to scrimp on depth here, and you got to see it. Eventually, guys go down. This is the NFL. Nobody gets through clean. And you're going to need depth, and that's where your draft ability. And the Rams are good at drafting. They've picked really good players, but they don't even have any picks. They just don't have enough guys moving forward to go and get all this stuff done.
Well, let me throw something at you. Today's stat hero of the day is Von Miller. So Super Bowl, obviously MVP, 8-time Pro Bowler, most career sacks of any active player. So it's a big-time name that's coming.
And I love it.
And I think what you mentioned is interesting because, Trav, that's the definition of all in. When you're all in, you know what the other side is. You're out. right? Like you either won the whole thing and you know understand what the risk is. I'm putting all my chips at the center of the table. Either that last card is going to flip my direction or all these chips are going to that dude across the table from me, right? Yeah. And that's kind of the position that the Rams are in. It's a position the Lakers are in.
Dodgers less so.
Less so, but Dodgers went all in.
Yes.
The difference with the Dodgers, it's a sustainable.
Their stack is bigger.
What's the buy-in? You know, like it's, okay, can I rebuy? That's the Dodgers. The Dodgers are, if we don't win exactly. at all, I'm going to rebuy here with another 20
because
bucks.
You can in baseball. You mm-hmm. can just keep spending your money. In basketball and in football, you have a limited amount of time that you can do that, a limited amount of money that you can spend under the rules.
All right, Stat Hero, the exclusive daily fantasy app partner of the Travis and Sliwa Show. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that gives the player the advantage. Go to stathero.com/710ESPN. For 300% back on your first play. We appreciate their partnership on the show.
Here you go. This is the Rams draft pick for next year, right? The 2022 yep. draft, which, by the way, let's just put this out there. Mm-hmm. The Rams wins the Super Bowl. Who gives a damn?
Nobody gives a damn.
Right?
But can I say something? Yeah. Let's say they don't win the Super Bowl.
Okay, if they don't win the Super Bowl, here's what's coming up.
I still think you kind of don't give a damn. It's the right thing to do.
I think it's the right thing to do, too. Yeah. However, yep. at some point, the bill comes due. Mm-hmm. Next year, this is the Rams draft. They do not have a first-round pick. That's in Detroit because of Jared
Okay,
Goff.
So first-round pick, they don't have... What do you think, then, is the Rams' plan for that day? Because they don't have to be there.
They haven't been there in years. They haven't had a first-round pick since they took Jared
Goff. I'm saying, like, do you go out to dinner? Do you say, hey, let's just kind of use – maybe we go – let's go to Mammoth for a couple of days, and then we'll come back for the draft.
Well, they don't have to come back for the next day either because they don't have a second-round pick.
So now we're looking at a two-day weekend. There's a stretch here. Was the draft start on a Thursday?
Typically.
Thursday, Friday, you're off.
Okay, round three, which is also on Friday. The first one, you do have a third-round pick. Now, you traded one to the Broncos, but you have another one coming from the Lions because of the Brad Holmes hire. So you do have to be there by the end of the third round on the second day. No fourth-round pick. That's in Houston. They do have a fifth-round pick, so that's exciting. They don't have a sixth-round pick. That's in New England. And then the seventh round, they have two picks. They have their own pick and a Miami Dolphins pick along the way. The point being, you have to when you only have – what do we have there? Three picks?
Yeah.
You better hit on those three picks. You better find guys that can play. And nobody bats 1,000 in the draft. You're going to miss on a guy here or there. You're going to not have the players that you want here or there. So now you got to get creative in free agency and trades and get other guys, players that maybe they don't want. Your depth becomes a real question the more times you trade these draft picks
away. I think that is an interesting point, that the depth – let's say the Rams didn't win a Super Bowl because somebody went down and now you're relying on somebody else and that drop-off is so significant – that part's interesting because I don't think many people are going to talk about that. They're going to just look at Von Miller, big-time name. You and I both agree it's the right thing to do, but this is the risk of if one of these things don't work.
I love the trade. I'm thrilled they did it. Yep. The Texans scored 3 touchdowns in 1 quarter against their backups. All of those things can be true at the same time.
Kurt Warner and Isaac Bruce were out there. It's like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was a little different. All right, it is a $1 Million Monday. You know what that means. You got a chance to win tickets to see the Rams and the Titans coming up on Sunday night. You got a chance to win $1 million. You need to call right now, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Al and I have a little Rams trivia. If you get the Rams trivia correct.
Don't screw this up, guys.
You got a chance to win the tickets.
Do not screw this up.
You got a chance to win
Titans, Rams.
Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, it is $1 Million Monday. Here's how it works. We're going to ask you a Rams trivia question. If you get it right, you will win tickets to see the Rams and the Tennessee Titans. That's coming up on Sunday night at SoFi Stadium, a little national TV game, which is always pretty fun.
You also stay 1 week at Travis's at the Rogers house and just enjoy the family time there.
And you get a chance to win $1 million. You will need to give us your Super Bowl prediction, both teams and the final score. So, Slee, where do you want to start?
All right, let's start off with, let's go to Chris in La Habra. Chris, what's going on? You ready?
I am ready, guys. Good morning. How are you?
What is your good, doing good. What is your last name?
It's Adorno, A-D-O-R-N-O.
Okay, Chris Adorno from La Habra.
Okay, here we go, Chris. Here's the first question. What year was the Rams' first Super Bowl appearance? What year was the Rams' first Super Bowl appearance?
Got to go quick,
Chris. I'd have to say when they were in St. Louis. That was 1985.
Okay, that is incorrect, Chris. Sorry, the Rams weren't in St. Louis by 85. The correct answer to that one, 1979.
Okay.
Yeah, Hayden. But no, it was the Vince Ferragamo team that went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Steelers that year. All right.
I'd have got that one wrong.
Let's go to the next one here. Let's try Pedro in L.A. Pedro, you are up next. Pedro, what's your last name?
Cardenas.
Pedro Cardenas in Los Angeles. Pedro, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Which team have the Rams played the most playoff games against?
That would be the Cowboys.
Yeah!
Wow.
All right, Pedro, good
nice
job.
Nice job, bro.
Pedro gets it correct. The Cowboys are the correct answer. The Rams and the Cowboys have faced each other 8 times in the postseason.
Pedro, are you excited to stay at the Rodgers household for the next week?
Yeah, that's what I'm most excited about. Forget the game, yeah.
Good for you, Pedro. All right, so here's the next part that we need. I need you to give me the two teams, and I need you to give me the score for your Super Bowl prediction, and that's your entry to win $1 million. He's gone? All right, Pedro, you're going to have to call us back that part of it. I think we need to do that on the air for legal reasons as well. Let's make sure that Pedro gets back.
You're putting us in a tough spot here, Pedro.
Pedro, 877-710-ESPN.
Everybody else, and then you got all these other people calling. Everybody else, stop calling and leave a line open for Pedro, please.
Yeah, apparently Pedro subscribes to the Sliwa School. He got his tickets. He's good. He keeps it moving. All right, Pedro, are you back?
Hello. Hey,
Pedro, okay, so we need your Super Bowl score, both teams and numbers. Who do you got?
Okay, the Super Bowl score would be Rams 35, Bills 31.
All right, 35-31, the Rams over the Buffalo Bills. Pedro, you are our winner for today. Congratulations.
Thank you, Pedro.
And, by the way, Slee, you mentioned it earlier.
How about Pedro saying, you guys want to call me back, call me back. I'm busy.
Slee was cool. $1 million isn't really that interesting to him. He's fine. A lot of people picking the Rams. And I get it. We're in L.A. You're going to have Rams fans picking the hometown team. But I think a lot of people are picking the Rams because the Rams are a pretty good pick to go to the Super Bowl this year.
So if you – by the way, this is what makes, I think, this season so fascinating in the NFL. There's 4 or 5 teams we can pick right now in the NFC, and it's not going to shock anybody. If I say, I think the Packers are going to get back to the Super Bowl, you'd be like, okay.
Decent pick.
All right, I think the Rams are going to get the Super Bowl. Hey, makes
good
sense.
Pick.
Tampa was just there. They won it. I'm going with Tom Brady to get back to the Super Bowl. Sounds good. Cowboys is a little bit of a stretch.
I was just going to say, yeah.
I feel like the Cowboys in Arizona are the two. That would be more of the stretch.
There's a
right?
group of five, mm-hmm. but there's the 3 and then the 2.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think that Dallas and Arizona are in that 2. Arizona because of Kyler Murray's health. And right now, he's not at his best.
And
he's
they just
limping
haven't
around.
Been there. Like haven't there's, been. You know, that has a lot to do with
that's
it.
That's the rub with the Cowboys, mm-hmm. right? The Cowboys last night beat Minnesota with Cooper Rush as their quarterback, and that's because Minnesota's lousy more than anything else. But they showed that they found a way to win a game without their best player.
Sure.
The Cowboys with Dak Prescott are really good.
Sure.
They're really good, but we haven't seen a ton of postseason experience with them a little mm-hmm. bit. We saw it at the Coliseum a few years ago, and the Rams beat them up pretty good along the way. Now, this Cowboy team is better than that Cowboy team.
You're always going to give the benefit of a team that has had playoff experience.
Look, I know that we still have 10 weeks. By the way, how mm-hmm. weird does that sound? The Rams have played 8 games, and we still have 10 weeks of the NFL season to go. It's an 18-week season. 17 games, but 18 weeks. It feels like that home field in the NFC is going to be wildly important because all of these teams are so evenly
sure,
matched.
Sure.
If that game's played in SoFi, you feel differently than if you got to go to Lambeau or you got to go to Tampa 100%. Or you got to go to Dallas.
100%.
It's just a totally different dynamic.
So that being said, so you know you're saying that, okay, well, are these people because they're from LA, they keep picking the LA Rams? Well, we just kind of went through a short list. How about the AFC? AFC, you know, him saying the Bills, if you said right now pick one team to come out of the AFC, I think I lean towards the Bills as well. Are the Bills this unbeatable, you know, they're by far the favorite? No, absolutely not. Nobody knows what the Kansas City Chiefs are going to do, but I will tell you this in the AFC West. How many games are they back in the AFC West?
2.5, I think.
Okay. Have Raiders sold you that they're going to run away with the division?
Absolutely not.
Chargers have just lost 2 games in a row, and Justin Herbert in his last 2 games has not looked good. And, oh, by the way, they have to call different plays because they're still worried about the home crowd.
Silent count.
Because the Patriots have too many fans at SoFi. So the point I'm making is, the NFC, yes, you have a few teams, but there's not one clear-cut team, and I think that's the same thing for the AFC.
I agree with you, but I don't know if that AFC list isn't a lot shorter than maybe we're giving it credit for. Because
how short should that list be?
I think it's 3 teams. To legitimately say, would you be surprised if this team were in the Super Bowl? I think you can only put 3 teams on that list and say, no, I wouldn't be surprised. It's Buffalo. It's Kansas City, despite everything that we've seen from them this year. If I told you, hey, look, like I just said a minute ago, there are 10 weeks left in the season.
Mm-hmm.
If all of a sudden the Chiefs get it figured out and they're in the Super Bowl, are you surprised? I'm not.
No.
And Baltimore, right? Baltimore with Lamar Jackson.
Especially with Derrick Henry getting hurt.
Yeah, would you be surprised if the Chargers in the Super Bowl? I would. I've seen over the last, I would be very begin.
100%.
They're going to charger it. You're not buying the Browns. You're not buying the
Cincinnati.
Bengals. You're not buying any of those. Pittsburgh is kind of floating around out there, but they don't look very good. There's nobody else in the East that feels like the Patriots would be a surprise.
Raiders will be interesting.
Really?
Well, interesting in the sense that, you know, they're sitting atop the AFC West. The bigger surprise is they stay atop the AFC West. The surprise would not be that they start falling. You see what I'm saying? That between the two scenarios, that's why I think the Raiders are interesting. They've played 2 good games these last couple of weeks.
They have.
With Gruden out. Now, you know, you obviously have a brand new head coach. You're kind of trying to turn the page on that regime that was there
before. Doesn't it feel like they're a little talent short, though? I'm not saying that they aren't good. The Raiders, for the first time in a while, feel like you got to play well to beat the Raiders, which is something. But it does, when you look at those other, when you look at Baltimore, when you look at Kansas City, when you look at Buffalo,
no, they're second
and then you
tier.
Look at the Raiders,
yeah,
just the talent is not there. It's better than it was
That's my curiosity with them. They are sitting atop the AFC West right now by themselves. Not by much, right? The Chargers a game back, 2 games back are the Chiefs at 3-4. Do the Raiders sustain this? Is it possible for them to sustain it?
We'll see. Don't think about it. Who wins the AFC West? Answer right now.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Exactly. That's exactly right, right? Yeah. I think the same thing. I think that Kansas City will find a way to get a stop here or there, and I just have a really hard time believing that the Patrick Mahomes that we've seen through the first handful of games of the season,
Chiefs have done nothing for you to think, they're the Chiefs. They have this good of a team.
It's 2 things. Mm-hmm. It's Patrick Mahomes, and it's Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid's a really good coach. He will figure out how to take what he has so far and make it a little bit better. Patrick Mahomes is still the best quarterback in the NFL, I believe, despite the fact that he's just chucking it up for grabs. Because he wasn't doing that the last couple of seasons, right? We weren't looking at Patrick Mahomes and saying, what the hell is he doing? If he can just go back to throwing the ball when he's supposed to throw the ball and stop throwing underhand softball pitches and just jump balls, I think they'll be fine.
I think we need more no-look passes. I think that's a key. The key is going to be more no-look passes.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Pet protection comes free with auto collision coverage. Visit progressive.com. So how are we feeling, Slee, about the Lakers after the last couple of games? Have we calmed down a little bit on where they are heading into their second game against the Houston Rockets? Yes, you heard me.
Yep.
Second game.
If one wasn't enough last
Rockets.
Night against Houston, don't worry, Laker fans. You get another one tomorrow.
Run it back. That's coming up next. It's Travis Slee, 710 ESPN. Like French fries, for instance. We had a whole French fry conversation on the show today.
Okay, so yesterday, Lakers broadcast. And they're promoting the show. Appreciate that. So they take that segment about you riding your cart like it's a
skateboard.
Skateboard.
Uh-huh.
And me saying, hey, how's that thing not tip over, the whole thing? I was actually laughing. The first time I had heard it, I'm like, that was actually pretty funny.
It was very funny.
More my portion.
Well, I heard it too. It played a lot during the Rams game yesterday as well. And while you may have categorized it as funny, it hurt my feelings. You know, I'm an emotional.
You said it some to the effect like, do you know what you're thinking when you see me doing this? That guy's just having a good day.
Yeah. No,
I'm like, that's not what I'm thinking.
You insulted my physical presence. It's you know, we're getting to know each other a little bit. You felt like you had to take a run at me. I get it. Can you guys stop sending me stuff on Twitter about, hey, no, Trav, when you go to In-N-Out, you got to order the fries extra crispy. Do you really think I didn't know that? Do you really think that I wasn't aware that you could get the fries extra? I've done it. They're fine. It helps a little bit.
Can you do
bit,
me a favor? Come on, man. 2.5 hours from downtown Los Angeles, small city in San Diego County called El Cajon.
Yes.
Head on down there after the show. Pull into Rally's. Go get you some curly fries.
Look, you don't have to convince me.
Their business is booming this morning. They're like, I don't know what happened. People are coming from everywhere.
Are they only in El Cajon? Do I have to go that far? Is there not one closer?
There's
no,
there's,
be one in
there's,
Riverside
there's 100%. I think there's some Rally's around.
Also,
I just know that one there.
I got to say, In-N-Out takes so long already. Waiting for the fries to get extra crispy is just too much to ask.
You know, they're trying to like actually make good quality food.
Yes, the reason you got to wait is because they're waiting to cook it until you ask for it. But if you're in the line, Emily, by the time you get around, your fries will be double cooked. You'll be fine. It will not add time.
Bro, there's Rally's all over here. There's one in Inglewood.
There you go.
I'll hit that on my way home, potentially. You got plenty of them.
The Titans are going to add Adrian Peterson to their roster to replace Derrick Henry. He has a foot injury. It looks like it might be
practice squad.
Season ending. Okay, I guess Jim Brown and O.J. Simpson and Billy Sims were unavailable.
But what do you want them to do?
I mean, it's a devastating
injury.
It is, and I'm not making fun of Derrick Henry's injury. Is Adrian Peterson really the
best?
There's not a 25-year-old guy out there somewhere that has a little bit more juice in his legs than AP at this point.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, AP's one of those guys that has been – he's going to the Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame back. I think – double-check me on this, Emily – I think Adrian Peterson was the last non-quarterback to win the MVP in the NFL. Mm. So he's a legit guy, but that was like in the 90s, early part of the 2000s. It's been a while. I don't know if that really changed the
dynamics.
You
should grab Priest Holmes. See if he's available.
Here go Natron Means. Hey, maybe go by old Charger back.
I have what it is. LaDainian Tomlinson was the last one.
There you go.
But
LT.
Around there.
Yeah, LT. So I knew I was a running back.
You were in the right era. But it was in
2006. So
here we go. By the way, AP and LT, I've gotten them mixed up before. I've told you that story. I called LaDainian Tomlinson Adrian Peterson, and this was right as Adrian Peterson was going through the stuff with his child.
Yep.
That was not a good day for Travis. That was not a good day
not
for Travis.
Not your best day.
You feeling better about the Lakers? You feeling better? They won a couple of games. Cleveland is okay. Not great, but they're okay. Houston stinks, but
awful.
At least they won the game. And they were up by, 28 at one point in that game? Put it to you this way. It's much better to try to say, hey, what do we like as opposed to what happened against OKC? I feel a little bit better about it.
So it's the same when we were talking about that game after the Lakers lost to the Thunder. Remember, they beat the San Antonio Spurs. They had to go in overtime to beat the Spurs. They blow that 26-point lead against the Thunder. And I mentioned, hey, you know what? I'm okay that they lost this game. I'm happy they lost this game. They need to learn from that mistake. They're, you know, kind of taking their foot off the gas, not really paying attention. I felt like they deserved the L. These last two games, Chav, it's so tough to really gauge the Lakers right now. They're playing such bad teams.
Yeah.
And the teams they played that were decent, who were the decent teams they played? The Warriors?
Memphis and the Warriors.
Warriors.
And Suns.
Phoenix and Memphis. You lost two or three of those games. Could have lost that other one. Since then, you don't have another game that I would say is kind of a good barometer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not even that good one. At Portland coming up on Saturday. Okay, that's a good one because that's a tough place to play. There's a couple all-stars that are on that team. Now, that team is, I think, just going in the same circle over and over again. They're doing nothing different. But do I feel better that they beat the Cavs and the Rockets? I feel better because their record says 4-3 and they're not, you know, sitting here at 2-5 or something along those lines. But the reality is, has the quality of play all of a sudden really changed? Probably not. It has more to do with who you're playing against.
Yeah, there's an eye test that factors in at some point. Let's compare the eye test between the Rams and the Lakers. The Rams have just went through a part of their schedule, where they played three really bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
They played the Giants, who they just stomped. They played the Lions, who they let hang around, but that was kind of a weird game. Lions ran a bunch of trick plays that worked, and then they went into Houston yesterday and stomped the worst NFL team I've ever seen, and they took care of their business. So at least you can say, yeah, they look good against a bad team. How good? I don't know, because the team's bad, but at least the Rams did what you expect them to do. The Lakers have gone through a stretch of games against bad teams.
Yep.
San Antonio, OKC, Cleveland, and Houston.
Like you can't. You cannot think of a worst. And oh, by the way, they still have Houston and OKC left.
Yes.
this week.
So it's one of those things that have they won some of those games? Yeah, but they did drop one in there to arguably the worst team in the league in OKC. They let San Antonio hang around way too long, goes to overtime. The game against Cleveland was, you know, they ultimately win the game and it felt pretty comfortable, but the beginning was weird. And then Houston's just so bad, there's nothing even to take away from it.
So do you remember this? Early on in the season for the Rams, we kept talking about, remember they had a three-game stretch? I want to say this was a three-game stretch. You had Tampa, you had Arizona, you had Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Remember those three games?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know Russell Wilson gets hurt in the game up in Seattle. But we were trying to figure out, okay, well, yes, we know Matt Stafford's a good player, but let's get him into some environments. What are those going to look like when he's under those environments? Even now, you look at the Rams and you say, now you're starting to pay attention to the game against the Titans, but this changes now because of Derrick Henry. But you start looking at the Packers. Okay, you still got
49ers.
You still got Arizona. You still got Baltimore. You still got some of these tough games. That's kind of the same for the Lakers. I'm going to give you some matchups they're going to get in November. Today's November 1st. So these are, by the time November is done, you're going to get an opportunity to see these teams in November. Miami might be the best team in the NBA.
They look good.
And I'm not kidding when I tell you that. They might be the best team in the NBA. They are added Kyle Lowry, and that's just a good mix of players. It's a Pat Riley style. The Lakers will get them on November 10th.
Mm-hmm.
2 days before that, you get Charlotte, who, no, I'm not sold on that team, but they got off to a good start. They're 5-2, something along those lines. You're going to be at Milwaukee. You're going to be at Boston. You're going to be
Chicago
at New York.
Too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got Chicago at home. So at least we're going to get a chance to gauge the Lakers. If the Lakers come out against the Miami Heat and win that game by 11 and they look great, you and I are going to have a different conversation than we can today, because what we've seen so far is either the opponent hasn't been that good or the Lakers haven't played that well.
And Anthony Davis can get to the free throw line more than twice in 64 minutes. I can't get over that.
It's unbelievable.
I'm not even trying to pile on.
I know.
I'm genuinely incredulous as to how he could play 64 minutes.
Get to the free throw line two times.
And get to the free throw line twice. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Got nothing for you on that one.
He's too good. He's around the basket. The ball's in his hands a lot. That's one of those things that is really hard to explain. And I think it's also a pretty good indicator of how he approaches some of these games.
You watching the World Series at all or no?
I flipped back and forth. Okay, ready? Don't make sure nobody's recording this.
Turn it off.
It's been a really good World Series. It really has.
Yeah.
And the Astros make my blood boil. I can't stand them, and I'm not a Braves person at all. Games have been really good. They really have.
Okay, you could admit that.
Yeah, the game, what was that? Game four, right? Yeah, game four, where Swanson and Soler went back-to-back. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That was a game. They had a no-hit game in there, or near
up
no-hit
until the
game.
Eighth or something
yeah,
like that. Yeah,
there's been the Astros fell behind 4-0 last night in the first inning on a
in
grand
Atlanta.
Slam. And won.
A game that they could clinch, Atlanta can clinch, and then it's obviously a wrap.
Guy pitched on a broken leg. I mean, there's been some stuff going. Did you see the home run from Freddie Freeman last night?
Yep.
That's the longest home run he's hit in his career?
Crushed.
In his career, Freddie Freeman's damn good hitter. You get a 460-footer in the World Series, that's a pretty good day.
So the reason why I asked the question is, you know, yesterday Laker game's going on. You had the Sunday night game going on as well. And then you have this Astros-Braves game going on. Yesterday was the same. I'm literally at the Laker games right now. It's like a sports book. Okay? If I can't see John and Michael's TV, no problem. I'm splitting my laptop screen, and I got the Astros-Braves game going on, Lakers. I'm literally running a sports book during the games.
Let's cut to the chase. Have you made the root beer float in the press room yet?
No, I have not.
You need to really get on that, because it's a root beer float, and who doesn't like that? It's a good way to do it. The Dump is coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN. The Ducks won last night, by the way. They're off to a okay start.
How are my Kings
doing?
It's
a rebuilding year. They won the other day too. They got off to a good start, and then they lost a bunch of games in a row, and then they won again the other night. But Ducks beat the Canadiens last night, and I like saying it the Canadiens as opposed to the Canadians. Makes me feel a little more authentic. What do you think about
that? I told you that I was going to probably pick up a Canadian team.
Yeah,
I have not. I've not chosen one yet. But yesterday I was hardcore Canadiens.
So this is the thing about you that I really, really enjoy. You're a sneaky hater. I like it. Like, you're a very pleasant human being. Yes. I think you have a kind heart. I think that, you know, you'd help old ladies across the street and help a dog in need, like all the things that make a person a nice person. But you like to see other people's teams lose.
Let me say this.
Sticking it to other sports fans.
I've had a rivalry with the Ducks for years.
I'm not
freaking
kidding you.
Anaheim.
I'm going to give you.
I'm not welcome there, and I don't want to be there. I have literally nothing against Anaheim. Let me get that out there.
I'm
going to
give you $1 right here in my hand. Name one player on the Ducks, and the dollar is yours.
Do me a favor. Put that dollar back in your pocket. That's not going to get much out of
it. Yeah,
that
you. By the way, you could pick some of the other teams. But no, they off to a good start. Always like talking a little hockey. Let's go to the dump. This one caught me by surprise. Nick Saban turned 70 yesterday. First of all, that Nick Saban's born on Halloween seems mm-hmm. oddly appropriate. That seems like it works. Turned 70 years old. The only head football coach to win a national championship at 70 or older mm-hmm. is Bobby Bowden way back in 1999. I would have thought that Bowden had one. I would have thought that some old-timer like Tom Osborne mm-hmm. or Joe Paterno or one of those guys would have snuck in there past 70 years old. That this is a relatively young man's game surprises me a little bit.
How's John Gibson doing this year so far?
The Ducks are in a rebuilding year. John Gibson might be the best goalie in the league.
Yeah.
You thought you were going to catch me with that one.
No, I'm just saying, like, I'm not, you know, you say probably the best goalie in the league.
He might be.
Maybe now, he's not top three tops for me.
Name one more.
Yeah, there's so many.
There are a lot. I mean, every team's got two. There are 30 teams, so there's 59 others. You could pick, you know.
I just don't feel like listening to
them. Igor Bobrovsky? What about the? I love the Russian names. Those are fantastic along the way. Today is National Cinnamon Day. I have chosen not to observe. I do not participate
in cinnamon. Is it really Cinnamon
things.
Day?
It's on the list, so
okay,
I'm assuming that
question
it is.
For you. Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Nope.
Really?
You need to hear me.
But have you ever had Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Not since I was 12 years old. If it was around then, I've had cinnamon.
Still tastes the same. I don't think anything changed.
I can't do cinnamon.
You can do Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That might be the one thing that you would... would find a way to do.
12-year-old Travis
yep.
travels from Southern... I was in Phoenix at the time, lived in uh-huh. Phoenix at the time. Travels to Orlando, Florida.
You were working at 12. You just started a business at age 12 in Phoenix.
To go see my Aunt Kim, who lives mm-hmm. in Orlando at the time.
She was an investor.
She was my boss. And so we're going to go to Disney World. We're going to go to SeaWorld. We're going to go do all those things. I'm going to go see my aunt and hang out with my cousins mm-hmm. and my brothers with me, and we're going to go have a good time.
Bro, cinnamon scarred you.
Cinnamon rolls get served for breakfast one morning. Yeah. Turns out they had spoiled. Young Travis had an appetite, so he ate multiple spoiled cinnamon rolls. And I spent 2 days of my Orlando vacation on a pool raft in the bathroom just because it was easy to clean up. And I lived in there for 2 days. Didn't have my mom, didn't have my dad. I'm on the other side of the country. And I didn't get to go to Disney World until a few days later, and it was not the same experience.
There's only one thing that could change your opinion on cinnamon.
What's that?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I'm going to have... Never going
to
happen.
Go to your local grocery store today.
Never going
to
happen. All right. On this day, back in 2003, Cristiano Ronaldo scored his first goal for Man United. I did not know he's that old. He's been around since 2003? I thought he was still I'm not a soccer person. I knew that he'd been around for a bit, but I didn't know he's
Messi's
going on 20
at the
years.
End of his
20 years. Did you know he'd been a star guy for 20 years?
No, not that long.
That's a
definitely
long
didn't
time.
Know that long. By the way, the soccer world's kind of an interesting world. These players. I had somebody telling me this over the weekend, so I had to go to an event on Saturday, work event for with my girl, and we're there and we're. Soccer actually became a conversation for whatever the reason soccer came up. You know what's fascinating? I got to do much more research on this. I did not know all these clubs are basically all funded by the big time Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah.
Dubai is funding this one. UAE is that one. The Saudis are running this one. I'm like, what is going on?
The Saudis are launching a rival golf tour headed by Greg Norman. That got launched a couple of days ago. Greg Norman's going to be the president of that.
How's that not a 30 for 30?
I think it probably will be at some point.
How good does that sound?
Yeah, that's. I need to know more about this work event. Like, take me through. What sort of work does she do, if you feel comfortable saying? Because I'm trying to get an idea of who's at this
party. She's a project manager.
Okay.
So there's some engineers, like things along those lines.
So this is what we're getting at. Like, engineers can be a little tight. he could be a little mathematically inclined. There's maybe not the loosest group in the world.
Couple people who I've met before, easy conversation. Easy conversation. So it's like, especially because you've met them before.
What is the difference between you and me?
What's that?
I would have to meet that engineer 64 times before I'd remember meeting him once. Think, hey, nice to meet you. I'm trying. Yeah,
no, because I don't go to these. Functions. I don't go to them very often. So it's like this, kind of the same people that are at the events.
It's one of my favorite moves is to introduce myself to somebody that I've met 10 times before.
But
hey, nice to meet you.
If you meet somebody, you're only going to see him once every couple of months, and you had a good conversation with them, it's very easy to, when you see them again, have another good conversation with them. You know what I mean? I wasn't pulling
teeth. I don't.
Teeth.
I really don't. I just, hey, oh, yeah, what do you do? Oh, no, we've been over the same
That's
ground.
Awesome.
Yeah, I should probably listen a little more. You're not a video game guy, right?
No.
So this one might
Back
not make
in the
sense
days,
to you.
You
yeah,
know, the Nintendo
well, then this
days
may this
and,
may hit you.
Okay.
A sealed Super Mario Brothers 2 game.
Oh, that's arguably the...
Is that the GOAT?
That's one of the best.
All right.
Mario Kart is, in my
Mario
opinion,
Kart's
the best.
Mario Kart's fun.
And then, you know, you look at all the other sports ones from there.
That game from 1988, found in the back of a closet, sold for $88,000. Do you want to go through your old Sliwa closet? We talked about your old clothes that you didn't want to get into.
So
you
what
got
should
any
we do?
Video games
what should
there?
We do? Should we then now just go buy... What are today's gaming units, and should we seal them up for third? Like, is that a good investment? I have no idea.
Well, it's like baseball cards, right? That if you have them and they just sit there, eventually, if you have the right ones, they become worth
something.
I have
an uncle who, you know, back in the days, they used to collect cards. And he tells me, he's like, hey, I know you're in the sports industry. What do I do with these cards? I'm like, why are you? I wish I had an answer for you. I have no idea.
Do not do what I did, which is go online because you're going to think they're worth a lot. Like, hey, I have that Ken Griffey card. That one's worth $38,000. I have seven of those. No, you don't have that.
It doesn't
one.
Work like that.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't, you know, it's still fun. Still fun. How do people find the pods?
All right, ESPN app or on iTunes, just search the Travis and Sliwa Show. Monday through Friday from 9:55 to 12:55, just search Travis and Sliwa. You get the full 3 hours.
So this is kind of like your first non-Laker day in a while. How do you spend your time now that you don't have to go to a Laker game tonight?
Lakers talk tonight, 7 to 8 p.m. Little one-hour action of a little Lakers talk tonight.
So even when there's not a Laker game, you're still embedded in
just
the
Lakers. Mondays. Just on Mondays. Still get Thursdays and a Saturday.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
You got to take some Mondays. You're going to have to do that as well. Mason in Ireland is coming up next. The Rams have Von Miller on their squad. How about that? Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, and Von Miller. Go Rams. Mason in Ireland next. Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.